Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we'll be talking about how we could begin to tackle our deepest fears. And the story that we'll be discussing this theme is called The Owl and the Darkness, A Lesson in Wisdom. And it comes from the book The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower by Tempa Yeshe. Here is how the story goes. In a dense, dark forest, where the moonlight penetrated only sparsely through the treetops, lived a wise old owl named Klaki. Klaki was known for her great wisdom and ability to see clearly even in the deepest darkness. Animals from all corners of the forest came to her for advice and guidance. One day, a young rabbit named Tashi came to Klaki. Tashi was very afraid of the dark. Every night, when the sun went down, he hid in his burrow and did not dare to come out until dawn. Tashi asked Klaki for help to overcome his debilitating fear of the darkness. Klaki looked deep into Tashi's eyes and said, "Tashi, the darkness is not something to be afraid of. It is simply a part of the natural cycle of life, just like the day. Darkness is the space where the unknown exists, and the unknown can make us afraid. But it's also the space where we can learn and grow." Klaki led Tashi into the darkness of the forest. At first, Tashi was afraid and clung to Klaki, but gradually, he got used to the darkness and began to see the great beauty in it. He saw how the stars shone in the sky, how the fireflies flew around, and how the forest sank into a different, peaceful calm. After that night, Tashi was no longer afraid of the dark. He realized that the darkness offered him room to learn and grow, just like the day. And he was grateful that Klaki had shown him how to see it in the dark. And so, Tashi learned that wisdom often consists of exploring and accepting the unknown, and that darkness, just like the light, has its own lessons and beauties. In reading this story, I feel that the fear of the darkness is an excellent metaphor for the fear of the dark parts of ourselves. And when we see the things that are scary about ourselves, and also the things that are scary about the world, the first animalistic instinct, just like Tashi exhibited, is very much to run away, because in running away and hiding, in intentionally being blind to what is happening, we can excuse ourselves from ever exploring or understanding the darkness deeper. But especially when we grow up and we become adults who need to function under a variety of difficult, high-pressure situations and environments, and even grow into positions where we are parents or managers or leaders of some kind, where others are depending on us to make good decisions for their own safety and well-being, the act of running away and hiding becomes more and more debilitating and harmful to our overall ability to function as people. Because if the only solution we have is to run away whenever something scary, something we are truly fearful of, comes to light, then we have to stop everything, including the functioning of our ability to see and reason. And this can impact us deeply in a negative way, as well as those who are depending on us or those who look up to us. So the approach that Clocky takes in teaching Tashi is deeply compassionate, but also very instructive in simply being a companion and showing that it's possible to simply observe the darkness, to take our fear of the darkness out of the situation and become a compassionate observer of what is happening. Tashi begins to see that the darkness, just as the light, can be understood. It can be rationalized. It can be structured. It becomes known from that deep, unknown darkness. It becomes seen and understood instead of this debilitating fear that stops Tashi from thinking, moving, and basically existing for a temporary amount of time. And when we take this same approach to the dark parts of ourselves, the parts of our personalities that we don't like to think about, that come out in difficult times, or even parts of our lives that bring so much pain in us, so much suffering and guilt, when we are able to bring compassionate attention and to observe what is happening, we start to see the inner workings of why the fear is there, where the fear began, and how we can slowly begin to dismantle that fear and instead be able to observe compassionately and to work towards actually being much more active and engaged in situations where we are having to face difficult situations and fears. In that sense, by essentially observing and seeing the way our fear operates, we could dismantle it and become much more active in our everyday lives and no longer have this fear of the fear that hangs over our heads throughout the day. Another really relatable part about Tashi is that he wasn't only scared of the darkness during the night. He was scared of it all the time. Every day he was plagued with this fear of what to do when the darkness falls. And even when it was during the daytime, he had that fear in his heart and carried it everywhere he went. And that is essentially the symptom of having a fear, but refusing or being unable to have the tools, the right perspective, or the right environment to properly explore that fear and understand it. I myself, growing up, and to a still extent as an adult, actually have a debilitating fear of the darkness, and that mostly comes from, as a child, bad things happening when things are dark, as well as this appetite for horror movies that was introduced to me at a very young age. But in growing up and kind of keeping my eyes open in the darkness and actually looking, seeing, observing, I realized that just like Tashi did, the darkness actually has its own beauty and calm. And all of the fears that had conjured up in my head over time were simply my imagination. And that is not to say this is going to be the result every time we confront or we look the fears that we have in the eye. But I can certainly share that by avoiding the fear, we can learn nothing that will help us to dismantle the fear or to accept it and to essentially be kind to that fear so that it slowly fades over time. By hiding from it, we can learn nothing about it, as well as how suffering and fear function in our lives as people. But by learning to have the courage to actually stand by the fear and observe it, we're able to get the information. We're able to observe and see the patterns, the structures, the machinations by which the fear operates. And one by one, we can take away the myths around the fears, the situations that we fear, the parts of ourselves that we fear, and disprove them so that the fear becomes less and less powerful. And every time what we once feared presents itself in our lives, we actually have a toolkit, a procedure, a solution of how we can actually tackle our negative feelings and the negative experience more proactively, instead of letting the fear take over our lives every single time it rears its ugly head. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you have a joyful, peaceful, and happy week ahead of you. Until next week.